Drina, introduce yourself and take it away.
Okay, well, my name is Drina Brown, and I'm in Colorado. I have had some personal experience with constitutional hydrotherapy, and so with that, I'm going to be teaching on that today. This is actually something that doesn't cost you anything. This is something that is without supplements, but can actually change the whole countenance of your body from brain function clear through circulation, digestion, and heal multiple diseases. So I'm just going to start by saying, as always, that this is information from my research and from my personal experience. And so this is just for your information. Okay. I'm going to begin the slideshow. So I'm going to turn my video off and you guys will be able to see the slideshow. And I'm going to screen share my presentation. Let's see if this will pull up. Turn me off. Sorry. I don't know why I'm not able to. All right, hold on just a second here. Let me see if I can stop my video. Okay, now, begin from the beginning. Okay, does everybody see the slides?
Yes, looking good.
Okay, all right. So this is the constitutional hydrotherapy and the things that we'll be talking about today. The history of hydrotherapy, the purpose of hydrotherapy, the value of blood, the value of water, the benefits of hydrotherapy, different techniques for at home, quick references for just a few ailments, and my personal experience with this. So we're going to go in and start with the foundations of our health in relationship to hydrotherapy. This includes providing our bodies with energy and cell energy. This is also about how much exercise you might get in a given day, how your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being is, and how much sleep you get in a night, and what we eat. So this all can bring also a benefit to the hydrotherapy. So the history of hydrotherapy began in Europe in the early 19th century. There were many early places of worship where natural hot and cold springs were where they did worship because they knew the importance of pure vital water. Later, people came forth and built temples and churches over the top of the springs and the worship sites. Lourdes in France is an example. She discovered a spring and had a vision of the Virgin Mary and was instructed to build a temple or church on that area. There were also many others. And later, it was discovered that there were springs under the ancient churches. In the 19th century, there was a renaissance of work in hydrotherapy in Europe. In Europe, hydrotherapy is held as a science and an art. If you are there and you go to some of the spas, which I did when I was in Italy, you'll find that there are different pools of natural springs with different mineral contents and temperatures. They instruct you on the length of time and systematically move you from pool to pool with exact times to be in them. They also have cold pools with the same system. They also have these rock dwellings underground or in the sides of mountains that are hot. The rocks inside are actually hot. And you can spray them with the mineral water, which creates a steam, and it extracts other minerals from the rocks also to create minerals then in the atmosphere that you're sitting in. It's like a cave. This is used for skin and breathing treatments for detoxification and healing. They have really developed hydrotherapy as a fine art. Preissnitz and Kneipp were historical in restoring and revitalizing the tradition of hydrotherapy. Vincent Preissnitz was a farmer, and he discovered using cold water to cure sprains and injuries on animals. He then applied this to himself for broken ribs and healed himself. He then opened a sanitarium to perform treatments and to teach others who later perfected the hydrotherapy. He used exclusively cold water, which made some of the treatments very harsh, and everyone got the same treatment. And they were not individualized. Father Kneipp brought forward the hydrotherapy treatments. He wrote the book My Water Cure and recommended to everyone as soon as they wake up, no matter what time of the year, to go out and walk in the dewy grass or even in the snow. He used hydrotherapy to cure Benedict Luce of tuberculosis and Henry Lindlar, a naturopathic doctor of diabetes. He was instrumental in bringing hydrotherapy to the United States and was a proponent of developing naturopathic medicine. Many of the people that used hydrotherapy were healers and clergy. Wilhelm Witzernitz, Simon Baruch, and John Harvey Kellogg were three doctors in conventional medical hydrotherapy that studied the physical effects and the results in the red and white blood cells and the nervous system, the benefits of hydrotherapy. Kellogg of Kellogg Corn Flakes did extensive research on the effects in the blood cells counts. He would do the hydrotherapy and then draw blood to see the effects. He also wrote a book called Rational Hydrotherapy, which is still considered the cornerstone of hydrotherapy today. The treatment, however, was perfected by a naturopathic physician named Dr. O.G. Carroll. In 1923, he perfected this type of treatment. He was the busiest health practitioner in the United States in the 1930s and 40s. His practice centered around constitutional hydrotherapy for healing. His, however, did include sine wave and some electromagnetic stimulation. There are now many variations of this treatment, but for the first 40 years, those protocols were established and followed by naturopathic physicians like John Bastier, Harold Dick, Leo Scott, and Bill Carroll. Dr. Carroll cured Kellogg's wife of asthma and treated both Lindlar and Luce. He was also a major contributor in developing food intolerance testing. It's called constitutional food intolerances. They are now many versions being used in therapy centers around the world and at home for home treatments. The purposes of hydrotherapy with the blood. The purposes of hydrotherapy are that health and healing are proportional to the normal flow of healthy blood, specifically referring to both the quantity and quality of the blood flowing through a specific tissue. The treatment goal is to normalize the quantity of blood circulating through an area or tissue during a specific period of time, as well as to improve all overall quality of blood that is in circulation. Medicine has recognized the effects of water temperature on blood flow. This is when hot water will relax the muscle and cold water can limit swelling and inflammation in a tissue. Like a cold ice pack. This also influences the quantity of blood flowing through the tissue and seeks to improve the quality of the blood circulating. This is usually accomplished by enhancing blood flow through the organs of elimination, such as the skin, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, and the colon. This then accomplishes an improved blood quality through the increased elimination of metabolic waste products. This treatment is aimed at tonifying the organs of digestion, improving the process of digestion and absorption of nutrients into the blood. It also helps build up blood elements like oxygen, nutrients, blood, and immune cell populations, which improves overall blood quality. Our next slide is just showing you blood as a vehicle through arteries, veins, capillaries. It is a vehicle that conveys life to all cells. Hydrotherapy manipulates the circulation in order to maximize the benefits of the process for overall health and healing. It enhances the immune response, improves overall nutrition, promotes detoxification, and helps restore the body. Hydrotherapy works because it helps to optimize the quality of the blood while improving the efficiency of circulation. Our next slide is about water's unique healing properties. These basically are incorporated together using the water as the hydrotherapy, but recognizing what it does for the blood and our bodies. So water's unique healing properties and how it is incorporated with hydrotherapy. We're going to begin with plasticity. Everything that touches water leaves an imprint on the molecular structure of water. The movement and the way it moves is strongly influenced by the shape it takes while it's moving. Dr. Victor Schauberger was a naturalist and a forester in the 20th century, and he observed the streams in the forest. He discovered that the water moving through the streams that moved with curves and snake-like undulated movement, movement in different ways of swirls and eddies, the water was alive in a different way, and the hydrodynamics were different. That water, having different temperature with going through the different movements, could lift rocks in the bottom of the stream bed and swirl them around. That was far beyond what we understood in the terms of physics at that time. He began to realize that undulating movements and whirling and curling movements revitalized water in a profound way. When research put into free-flowing forms, they realized that the water was put into tubes or canals, and that is flowing straight actually loses vitality. It is important for water to be undulating and curve and swirl to keep it energetically alive. Water transmits heat and cold. Hot and cold water therapy brings healing. We'll be talking about this in more depth in just a few minutes. Our human body mirrors the planetary body in terms of water. The planet is covered with 70% water. Our bodies are 60 to 72% water. Our brains have the highest content of water at 72%. Our body carries the same salt content in the blood as the amount of salt in the ocean per capita. So we're going to understand here in these pictures the effects of water and the emotions that go along with that, and how the emotions actually change the shape of the water itself. So we talked earlier about plasticity of water. This changed by the movement affecting the vitality and the quality of water, and that ideally water moves as it does naturally in streams. But there was also research done in the 20th and early 21st century by Dr. Masaru Emoto on water and how the structure of water changes based on emotions. He wrote a book called The Hidden Messages in Water. He studied that not only in the physical form of water was important, but also the effects of the thoughts of those around the water. So plasticity has to do with the physical forms and also the thought forms that it encounters. His gift was to expose the water to different thought forms and freeze the water and analyze the crystals. So the pictures show what happens to the water as the emotions are present. Remember, our body is made up of 70 to 72% water. You can see the responses of love and positive, and what heavy metal does, and you know, words of "you make me sick," and look at Adolf Hitler, where his thought process was when the water was around. My goodness, it is strongly influenced. Water is one of the primary elements on the planet, and it is free for all of us to use. The big benefits of hydrotherapy. It has the ability to improve the overall nutrition of a client because of the effect on the digestive system and the boost in the immune system. However, it is useful in almost any condition. It is especially helpful in the digestive tract conditions like dyspepsia, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and ulcerative colitis. It helps with respiratory problems such as chronic, meaning long-term or possibly not able to be cured, asthma, bronchitis, and pleurisy, infectious diseases like colds and flu and lymphangitis. It is great for female reproductive problems like PMS, infertility, immune deficiency, menstruation problems, problems such as environmental hypersensitivity and cancer. It is helpful with circulatory problems like varicose veins, hemorrhoids, Raynaud's disease, mild hypertension, and also ailments like arthritis, diabetes, depression, obesity, and psoriasis. I believe that a lot of these are related to gut health dysregulation. Hydrotherapy has been used in the treatment of cancer at clinics in Istanbul, Turkey, and many European cancer treatment centers. Hydrotherapy for home treatment. The four that we're going to be speaking about today, and like I had mentioned earlier, there is also the use of sine wave and electromagnetic stimulation in like a naturopathic's office when they're offering these types of therapies. So the first one we're going to talk about is alternating hot and cold. This can be used with a foot bath or dish pans for immersing, washcloths, whatever you know you need if you can't immerse the body part. The wet sheet technique, the warming socks technique, and the constitutional hydrotherapy. We're going to start with the alternating hot and cold and the benefits of. This is the actual foundation of all hydrotherapy treatment. The benefits are increased circulation, reduction of pain. For where there is pain, there is no circulation. And where there is no circulation, there is pain. And it speeds healing. If you think of circulation like a river, if the river is free flowing, then there is no pain. But if you put a dam in the river, there is a backup of circulation behind that dam. As there is more backup, there's more pain. This would be like an acute, sharp kind of pain. You can also think of it as a river that runs dry. If there's no circulation, you're going to have a deep, achy kind of pain. The hot and cold also speeds healing because there is an increase of circulation to that area. This is very different from chiropractic or natural therapy because sometimes they recommend longer periods of time with heat or cold. In this alternating of heat and cold is for short periods of time. In lectures of naturopathic hydrotherapy written by Wade Boyle and Andrea Singh, it is shown that up to 1 minute of short-term cold stimulates and long-term cold depresses both the circulation and the metabolism. For tissue healing, short-term cold is best. For hot, up to 5 minutes. There is an increase in circulation and metabolic rate. The metabolic processes during that 5 minutes is amazing. But after 5 minutes, if the heat is prolonged, the circulation and stimulation is depressed and stays depressed if the hot is continued. Alternating hot and cold has this remarkable effect. By using heat for 5 minutes and then 1 minute of cold, there is an even greater increase of circulation. There is a short-term drop in circulation at the beginning of the cold and then increases. The effect lasts for about 10 minutes after doing just one round. When would you want to use this technique? Anytime you want to speed tissue healing and increase circulation. When you have chronic sinus infection or inflammation, very little circulation gets to the sinus area. It's just how we're made. So when you have a sinus infection or inflammation, it can be very difficult to treat. Alternating hot and cold in that area can increase the circulation and improve tissue healing. Sprains, strains, and contusions benefit by increasing circulation. Note that it is not necessary to treat the limb or the part of the body that is damaged. But if you can treat the opposite or the opposite opposite and still have a good effect, this is a technique that is understood in physical therapy. This would take place if you have broken a body part and can't soak that particular part. You would use the opposite arm. So let's say you broke your right arm, you would soak your left arm for the benefit of your right arm. If you were going to treat opposite opposite, if your right arm was broken, then you would treat your left ankle. So you're able to benefit the body by cross-balancing. Okay, it's also, I missed this part, for headache and toothache, alternating hot and cold compresses, but also using a foot bath because the foot bath will actually draw from what's caused the headache, whatever it is, whether it be, I've lost my words. Anyway, when you have the headache, if you haven't drank enough water and all of that, this actually can draw it down toward the feet, which we'll go into this a little bit more in just a little bit, in a little while, when we get to the part where we're going to talk about some conditions. Directions for alternating hot and cold. You can use dish pans or waterproof containers large enough to support the area being immersed. So if you were going to do your full body, you might use a bathtub and then a container big enough to be able to hold your whole body also. If you cannot immerse an area, you would use two washcloths, like on a shoulder, if you're not going to, you know, immerse completely in a bathtub. If you are doing full body immersion, use the large container. You also need a water source and possibly ice cubes, if needed, to increase the contrast of hot and cold, because the more the contrast, the better the healing. The greater the increase in the difference in hot and cold, the better. Also, begin with hot 3 to 5 minutes and follow with cold for 1 minute. Cycle back and forth between hot and cold for at least 3 cycles, always ending with cold. Areas that benefit from this are sinuses, sprained joints, broken bones, headache, and toothache by using a foot bath. By using a foot bath, you are using simple physics to draw the circulation to the feet. This pulls the congestion, there's the word I was looking for, away from the upper part of the body. The next technique we're going to talk about is called the wet sheet technique treatment or technique. The benefits of the wet sheet technique are it increases red and white blood cell counts. It can break a fever to a comfortable temperature. Fevers are beneficial, but can be uncomfortable if they get too high. So we're talking about fevers at about 102, 103 degrees. It will draw them down between 99 and 100. That way it's in a comfortable range. You don't want to override the benefit of the fever, but with the wet sheet treatment, it encourages the waste removal through the skin. When to use the wet sheet treatment? At the onset of a cold or flu. If you get it quickly, you'll possibly avert the cold or flu, especially if you rest and use other things like maybe homeopathy and herbs and some supplements like vitamin C. To bring the fever into a comfortable range without overriding the fever's benefits, this can be used with adults and children. It is used with detoxification support for quitting smoking, stopping alcohol abuse, and coming off of pain medications. The wet sheet technique can support the detox through the skin. We have 4 exit gates in the body to detox: the colon, the bladder, the lungs, and the skin. The skin can excrete up to 50% of the waste. This technique supports the digestive tract and skin detoxification. The directions for this wet sheet technique are to wring out a twin sheet. So you're going to soak the sheet in cold water, then you're going to wring it out. Spread out 2 blankets on a bed or a sofa. Take a hot shower or bath. Wrap the wet sheet around you. Lie down on the blankets and wrap them around you. Rest until you have warmed the sheet. Initially, there will be a warming. If you stay long enough, you can actually cause your body to sweat. You don't need to go into a sweat to receive the benefits. Just warm the sheet. And if you are an adult who is weak, an elderly person who is especially weak, or a very small child that is very sick, then you don't want to push them to a sweat. You just want to warm the sheet. The next technique is the wet or warming socks technique. The benefits of the wet socks technique are that it increases the red and white blood cell counts, reduces congestion in the upper body by drawing circulation to the feet. It works like the hot and cold foot bath. It speeds resolution of respiratory infections. If you do this at the first sign of a cold or respiratory distress, it is possible to completely divert the cold or flu. Even if you go full-blown, This will help you to recover quicker. When to use? When you are at the onset of the cold, flu, bronchitis, or any respiratory infection. When your blood cell counts are low. So if you're requiring chemotherapy and the white blood cell count is too low and you need the treatment, then this is possible to raise the white cell count up. It helps to maintain white and red blood cell counts in normal ranges. It is great to use in conjunction with other home remedies to divert colds or illness. The directions for the warming socks technique. Wring out ankle-high cotton socks after being soaked in cold water. Don't use knee highs, that's not necessary. Soak feet in a hot water bath or take a whole bath to get your feet really, really warm. Get into bed, put cold socks on your warm feet, and pull wool socks over the top and go to sleep. If you wake and the socks are dry, then take them off. Wool socks are recommended because they insulate and hold the warmth against the feet. If you are concerned about getting the bed wet, then just put a towel down at the bottom of the bed. How it works is, initially, there is a flush of blood into the feet to warm the feet. And as the feet warm, the blood flushes out. And as the feet cool, the blood rushes back in, and so forth. This flushing back and forth in the feet is what stimulates the red and white blood cells. It is also how you pull congestion from the upper body down toward the feet. Constitutional hydrotherapy is the next technique. The benefits of constitutional hydrotherapy are: it increases red and white blood cell production and activity. The wet socks and sheet, the wet sheet technique do this also. What's different about constitutional hydrotherapy is extra blood flow goes to the digestive tract for restoration. When we are under stress, the blood vessels that go to the digestive tract constrict, and we don't get the blood flow to the digestion to support the tissues in the tract. We tend to have more digestive issues when we're under stress. This technique reverses that and increases circulation so that that area can be deeply more restored and heal. It improves liver function and increases core body temperature. They are finding that the normal body temperature is lower than 98.6. Instead of questioning why, medically, they are wanting to adjust to the new normal number, which could be 97.5. There are many reasons why we have low core temperatures, some of which are low thyroid function, and also just even one round of antibiotics in our lifetime, and most of us have had more than one, can cause low core temperatures for the rest of your life. Using hydrotherapy, you can raise the core temperature number back up. This doesn't happen in one treatment, but usually a series of them. Constitutional therapy causes the body to become a furnace, and it burns out impurities and regulates the body systems. When would you want to use this? Well, when you want to increase red and white blood cell count, like those doing cancer treatments. If they don't have the energy or the support to do the full hydrotherapy, they could do wet socks or wet sheet treatment. The constitutional hydrotherapy is more restorative, deeper treatment. So if you have chronic digestive problems, this increases circulation for healing and support and is used in the healing of respiratory infections. It is also used to break a fever to a comfortable temperature. It brings it down to 99 or 100 from 102 or 3. To normalize body temperature if you have low core temperatures. It increases core vitality. Now, something about core vitality. We don't have many ways in science to measure this, but there is one way, and it's called phase angle. And the phase angle is a measure of cellular health. The healthier the cell, the longer the phase angle, and the more organized the water structure is within the cell. This means when they move an angle of light through the cell, it will go farther between it before it bumps into like the water molecule. If a cell is very unhealthy, diseased, or low in vitality, the water structure is poorly organized, then the light bumps into the water molecules more quickly. That would be a shorter phase angle. The higher the phase angle, the healthier the cell, the shorter, the more diseased. For example, if you have cancer and you're having cancer treatments, if you use chemotherapy drugs, you would have a short phase angle. It has been noted that there is a benefit in constitutional hydrotherapy for increasing the phase angle in turn, returning the cells to a much healthier state. This takes persistence. It could mean doing therapy every night for many months, depending on your body and its ability to be able to recover. Directions for constitutional hydrotherapy. At first, you'll get a bath towel wet, and then you'll wring it out. So you'll wet it in cold water and just wring it out. When you become more advanced and you're wanting to go deeper into your healing, then you will put that wet towel in the refrigerator or the freezer before you use it. You'll spread two wool or microfiber blankets on a bed or a sofa. Spread a sheet out over the blankets. Take a hot shower or a bath. I recommend a bath for at least 5 minutes so that you're really, really warm. Dry off after your shower or your bath. Fold the towel in half and place it on your chest and abdomen. When you become more advanced with this, you'll actually take that towel from the refrigerator or the freezer and you'll wrap that completely around the trunk of your body. Lie down on the sheet and the blankets and wrap up. This is a really good time to rest, to meditate, do heart math, pray, listen to soft music, go to sleep until you've warmed the towel. Once the towel is warmed, remove it. If you are doing it in the evening, don't go into a drafty place because you will catch a chill. Remember that the more the contrast between the hot and cold, the more healing the treatment is. So the colder that you have that towel, the more contrast from that hot bath, the quicker that your body has to respond and it actually turns into that furnace to burn out disease. Sometimes it's really helpful to plan in advance. So like in the morning, if you know that evening you're going to want to do it, you might already have your blankets laid out, have your towel in the refrigerator, and your sheet, and just be prepared. And it'll help you to kind of stay with the program a little bit longer if you're a little more prepared. All right, so we're going to go on to just some suggestions, kind of a little quick reference for things that you can do. For headaches, you can make sure you drink plenty of water because headaches usually are from dehydration. Alternate hot and cold foot bath, which draws the congestion from the upper body. You could use also the wet socks treatment for the headache with sinuses to draw the congestion from the upper body also. You can do the wet sheet treatment if toxicity contributes to the headache, releasing the toxins out of the skin and the colon. You can also incorporate homeopathy and essential oils. Some of those herbs might, for herbs also, you might add butterbur, catnip, feverview, chamomile, and white willow. Some of the essential oils that might be good for that would be lavender, rosemary, and peppermint. For colds and flu, you could use the wet socks treatment to avert the cold, wet sheet treatment for the fever, constitutional hydrotherapy for blood cell increase. You could use homeopathy, herbs, and essential oils. Some of those herbs might look like colloidal silver, garlic, onion, ginger, sage, golden seal, slippery elm. Essential oils might be oregano, eucalyptus, tea tree, lemon, and lavender. For chronic colds and bronchitis, I would suggest constitutional hydrotherapy because it's the deepest acting and restorative. You could also use the wet socks technique. Could work in combination with the constitutional hydrotherapy to continue the therapy through the night. You could add homeopathy, herbs, and essential oils. Those herbs might be garlic, onion, thyme, eucalyptus, and olive leaf. Essential oils might be eucalyptus, thieves, tea tree, peppermint, and clove. For joint pain, you can alternate hot and cold, of course, depending on whether you can immerse or not. You would use washcloths or immerse in a tub. And some of the homeopathy might be Arnica Montana, Rus Toxicodendron, and Bryonia. Essential oils of Helichrysum, peppermint, lavender, and wintergreen. Mixing combinations of these therapies can really enhance the hydrotherapy. So my personal experience in this, I had several years of experience with this and this process. It was over a 2 to 3 year period. In the beginning, my treatments with this process, I was living in a very toxic body. I would sleep for 10 hours a night and still need 3 hours worth of a nap to be able to make dinner for my family and prepare for my next day. So when I started reconstitutional hydrotherapy, I jumped in with all four limbs and decided that I was going to just do the full trunk wrap with a frozen towel rather than taking any time to ease into it. And so really I recommend that people ease into it over a couple weeks period of time because it can be quite a shock to your body. But I noticed very slow, small changes over the course of that 2 year period. Doing all home treatments allowed me to do it as much as I wanted. And in the beginning, I thought the recommended days of 3 days a week would be enough, but I loved it so much that I did it 5 days a week and incorporated castor oil packs on my liver. It made me find the time to relax and to pray and to process with my body. I would envision like every organ in my body healed and what that would look like. I would speak out lovely thoughts about myself, and I would also picture myself doing all the things I dreamed of. And over time, I began to be able to do more things and was able to plan for trips and live the dreams I had that I thought were impossible. There, of course, was more healing to that than just this therapy. Nutrition, such as a raw food lifestyle, had to clean up my home environment, changing cleaners and more. This was a big part of my healing journey. The things that I noticed the most were detoxification for my body, circulatory. I was having female problems, PCOS at that time, which it was completely cured between the raw food diet and reconstitutional hydrotherapy, and my immune system really, really became very well. So those were my references on some of the things, and I really thank you for being here today. And if anybody is still awake, then I can sure answer some questions. Let me see here. Okay, I'm back. Oh, so can I answer any questions for anybody? Was that helpful at all for something that you can do for yourselves if you're at a place where you feel like supplements and things are just not getting you where you want or need to be and want to go a little deeper with this type of treatment?
When you do the constitutional hydrotherapy and you wrap your trunk all up, how long do you stay in that wrap?
You stay until you warm the towel.
Warm the towel. Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of times that can take anywhere from, depending on the level of illness. So you're going to, with me in the beginning, it took me an hour and 20 minutes to warm the towel. When I got well, it was 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that tells you as you gain in your healing, that you can gauge that by how long it takes you.
Okay. Terrific.
It's actually very relaxing. I found myself, sometimes a hard time getting that frozen towel around my body at the beginning, but once I'd wrap up in the sheet and, you know, get over the initial shock of it, then I really found it to be very soothing and a space and time where it was all about me, you know, instead of being able to run around and do other things while you're, you know, castor oil packs on or whatever. This actually, you have to lay down and you have to allow your body to do the work.
You said your circulation was one of your healing experiences. How do you describe that?
Well, I had pretty severe varicose veins. And I noticed with that, of course, was creating some pain in my feet, edema, swelling in those veins where they were rupturing out of my legs. And this really, really benefited that, where I actually had a reduction in that inflammation and noticed improved circulation in my feet. The pain went away from my feet.
The edema as well in your feet,
yeah,
and ankles?
And my legs, yep.
And your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Because I'm experiencing some of that myself now. It goes in periods where my ankles, my feet kind of swell, but then it goes away after a while. And I know the circulation is an issue because I know that there's diabetes in my family. Even though I don't have diabetes, mm-hmm. there's circulation issues. So that's certainly one that I want to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you heard of the supplement made by Thorne, Persia Plus? Persia Plus, it is for men directly for all extremities and circulation.
Repeat that again, please.
Lynn, can you look that? Are you looking that up on Thorn right now? I think it's Persia Plus.
Persia.
Perfusia.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfusia. Perfusia.
Yes.
E as in Peter, E R F as in Francis, U S as in Sam, I A.
Yes, yes, that's it. That's the product. So that can help with your circulation also. But this, for being something that doesn't cost you anything, this is really fantastic.
Lynn, could you put that in the chat?
Yep.
Thank you.
Can I share a couple of my hydrotherapy experiences?
Absolutely.
So one of them is when my daughter came back from visiting my mom, and she's 16 now, so this is, gosh, probably about 8 years ago. She had bronchitis. And so one of the things I did with her is I put her feet in warm water. And then I took a towel and soaked it in like a cayenne pepper tea and wrapped that around her throat and just kept going back and forth and back and forth and the same thing, because it was pulling the fever. So rather than being in her trunk, it was leaving mm-hmm. through her extremities. And when it's hot out, kind of like it is now, we have plastic sheets. And so we always soak our towels in cool water, and that's how we stay cool.
Yes.
And for years, I have been doing cold showers or hot cold showers, depending. And one thing that I, at least it's my understanding, if you have adrenal fatigue, you should be careful with the cold showers, because it's a stress on your body. So that was one thing I learned. And then the other thing is, so what I do in the morning is I do my dry skin brushing, and then I, my kapha dosha has been in balance. So I've been putting a kapha oil on, but then I put on what I call shower shorts, because it's my understanding from the things that I have learned that, especially for women, it covers the thighs. And so there's a sex nerve and that it protects and then the thigh bone, the femur, from the sudden changes in temperature, mm-hmm. because the femur regulates the production of calcium in the body. And so it's really sensitive to temperature. So I have these lovely shower shorts that I wear when I get into my cold shower. And sing praises to God. You get in that shower and you go, yes, hallelujah.
That's woo, right.
I actually have a timer because, you know, I'm supposed to do it for about 2 minutes. The minute that beeper goes off, I am out. My body almost feels really warm. And And the other piece to that too is I kind of go in and out, and then, but then I just rub my skin while I'm doing it. And then also with the lymph nodes, and again, especially for women in the mm-hmm. breast area, because it stimulates, so you're less likely to have a chance with breast cancer.
Yeah.
Mm. So those are, that's my two cents.
Well, and that's really good even for men too, because there's been more men now with breast cancer showing up.
That is true. That is true. So, I read a lot about, especially Dr. Kellogg and his institutions, the Seventh-day Adventist Church and Ellen White do a lot with this constitutional hydrotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very fascinating, actually, to kind of read into the history, and it was awesome for me to experience a lot of going to Italy and stuff, and actually getting to experience the old Roman tubs and things like that, and the spas with the spraying the mineral water onto those hot rocks to draw more of the minerals out of the rocks to be able to breathe in that for your skin, for your lungs, for, you know, healing your body. I mean, it was amazing. Hmm. Yeah, so I was thankful to have experienced that firsthand, along with in the upper part of Italy, a German doctor had put in a hydrotherapy cold water walking facility, and it was with different textures underneath your feet. And so you would walk through these cold pools at different heights. So the first one might only be ankle height, and then you might be walking on cobblestones, and then you get out and you'd walk over wood, textures of wood chips, and then you'd walk into the next one, which would be maybe hip height. And you'd make a loop hip height in this freezing cold water that was coming directly out of the mountain that was just from the waterfall. And then you would get out of there and you'd walk into the mud pool. And you'd put all this mud all over your legs and you'd let the mud dry for drawing out impurities. And then you'd get in the next pool and it would have a different texture on the bottom. And you'd get out and move into the next. I mean, it was a technique. They had one to dip in for your face, one to dip in for your upper body. You know, it was very exhilarating. It was awesome. Yeah. I would love to, you know, be a part of something like that, because that is very healing. My legs felt fantastic for 3-4 days after walking through that in three cycles, which was about an hour and a half.
Mm. Wow.
It was interesting that it was incorporated with the reflexology part of all of the parts of your feet and the different textures that you were walking on as far as different organs being stimulated. So that was pretty, pretty interesting.
You were talking about increasing red blood cells and white blood cells mm-hmm. with these different techniques. How much of an increase do you see? Did you experience an increase yourself? Because I, doing raw myself for a number of years now, mine just plummeted.
Your white blood cell count?
Yes.
Yeah, with doing that. I don't know exactly, but when Dr. Kellogg was doing those draws, he was seeing substantial increases. So you know what? It's worth trying, you know, just to see what happens for you. I mean, maybe you do it over a 3-month period of time and have a CBC draw done and see what happens, you know, and you cannot lose with this type of technique and therapy.
Okay.
You know, that furnace that your body turns into really can burn out just about anything. I mean, down to the parasitic conditions that people deal with. So it's very, very healing for all parts.
And you would do this every day?
I did it every day when I was not well. And now I do it 3 days a week. So yeah, 3 days a week is actually my minimum. I love it. And so when I'm done with a full trunk hydrotherapy, then I do a castor oil pack on my liver after that.
Yep.
just to continue it on. And one of the things that is kind of neat is if you decide, you know, you are sick enough, and these are people that may have liver detox, you know, detox problems, genetic SNPs that, you know, are keeping them from detoxing properly. You can use the wet socks technique after you do the body and continue the work at nighttime while you're sleeping.
Okay.
You know, one thing too, especially with the castor oil, your pack, or in my case where I put on the kapha oil, or sometimes I'll just use sesame oil. Like you said at the beginning, our skin is our largest organ, and we're just, to me, it's skin food.
Yep.
And it just goes right in. And so that's why sometimes I'll start with a warmer shower. So it just kind of pushes that in. And then when you cool it down, which I love now, it's not so much in the winter time. My shower is in the bathroom in the basement. And it's just a cement block shower. And so I have like a cedar wood floor. And sometimes I have to knock the ice off of the floor.
Oh my
God. Again, I'm not so keen on doing a cold shower. But
you're doing the already walking out in the wet, frozen ground. That, I mean, you're already.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's amazing.
My goal is to have my bathroom upstairs done.
And in what year is that going to take place?
Hopefully? Soon. Well, it's been 8 years, so.
Oh, still working.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
What do you average for time on your castor oil packs?
Well, normally I leave them on for 20 to 25 minutes.
Okay.
And that's with a steam beanie bag or, you know, a hot water bottle, you know, really, yeah, doing the work.
Okay.
You know, that can be used. It's not just the castor oil pack for the liver, but, you know, that can be used completely on your full abdominal area. You know, people with digestive problems or any of that kind of stuff, those castor oil packs can be really be helpful for all of that.
Yep. Awesome.
What about injuries?
I've got some sports injuries to my foot in the joints. Where there must feels like arthritis. I actually had an x-ray done maybe 4 years ago, and they saw that there was arthritis around the joints that were pretty well jammed, and not broken, but jammed a lot in different sports. Does this have the same positive effect on that as well?
Absolutely. You know, you're going to notice a rushing of healing. You know, you and I would think that if it was in your ankles, that if using the wet socks treatment could be really, really helpful, you know, yes, with stuff like that, because you're concentrating it in those areas exactly.
Yeah, that would be really easy too, especially the wet socks.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you could incorporate, you know, some of the essential oils for anti-inflammatory that were for joints, or, you know, some of the recommended ones that I had in those on the slides.
The helichrysum and the peppermint and winter.
Uh-huh, and the wintergreen.
Wintergreen, okay.
Lynn, do you post the slides for them to have? Okay.
Yep, they will go, well, I need the link, but yeah.
I'll send that. Do you want that put in the,
you can file a folder? Or you can message me, whichever is easiest.
Okay. You know, something else that you might think about, Rich, for the arthritic ankles is using castor oil packs on those.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom has arthritis in her right foot, and I have her wrapping that thing almost every night with the castor oil packs and steam beanie for 20 minutes, and she's really noticing a big difference in the pain and inflammation in the joints in her foot.
The steam beanie is just something you throw in the microwave, or?
Yeah, it can be hot or cold. You know, you can just get them at Walmart or like $8. Or you can use a hot water bottle if you have one of those, you know, hot water bag.
I like the steam beanie idea, Walmart's.
Yeah.
Okay. What about sprains, knee sprains? I do a lot of skiing up in Maine and New Hampshire, and sometimes I'll get into the heavy snow, and it might be deep, and we don't get that much deep powder, and so when it comes, there's a little bit of overuse where my knees would be probably strained.
You know, I would probably, if you're not going to immerse completely in a tub, then you could use the hot water, like washcloths, dipping them in hot water and then going back and forth between the hot washcloths and cold washcloths, and then doing castor oil packs on those also.
Okay.
You're always going to want to end in cold. So if you do the castor oil packs and you do heat, you know, on things like that, you're going to want to make sure it's 5 minutes of heat, and then you're going to compress with something cold for 1 minute.
Why is that?
Well, because when, like I explained earlier, when you get more than 5 minutes of heat, it actually starts to detour the circulation and depress the healing. So you're wanting to maximize that. And then ice is working the same way with cold. More than 1 minute becomes deterring.
The old adage used to be 20 minutes of cold. Off for 20 minutes, on for cold.
That's the way the chiropractic industry a lot of times still does.
Yep.
And they recommend those long periods. But we found with this, particularly on, you know, concentrated areas, that the shorter the amount of time and the more cycles that you do, ending always in cold is more beneficial.
Yep.
This has been great. Does anybody else have any questions? Does anybody want to share how they could use this or apply this in their life?
Yeah, there's no question in my particular case. I'm very athletic, so I'm always straining, spraining, injuries, so I think I should just be doing it continuously.
Incorporate it into your life. You'll really love it.
Yeah, I'm going to start. It's wonderful.
You know, just starting with even the basic, just, you know, laying the towel on your abdomen and your chest and wrapping up, starting there with just a wrung out cold towel. You know, and then increasing by refrigerating or freezing the towel while you're showering or bathing. Those kind of things, you know, working up to it. I didn't do it that way, but I was so sick that I just absolutely didn't feel like I had the amount of time to waste building up. So I just had to get right after it.
Yep.
For a while, I tried the wet socks technique to help me sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't put my feet in warm water, hot water first. I just wear the socks, put them on, put some wool socks, and went to sleep.
Yeah, you know, you really have to get your feet super warm so that you're able to handle the cold socks and then being wet, because you're immediately going to feel the flush of blood to your feet, you know, to try and figure out what's going on there. So yes. you definitely want to give them a good soak.
Yeah, actually, I didn't do the cold water. I did it room temperature.
Oh, okay.
That's what I heard. That will help me sleep better.
Yeah, you know, the farther the spread of, you know, the heat to cold, the more healing.
Mm-hmm. And do you see any problem with doing a castor oil pack and falling asleep until the next day?
You know, I don't think so. It's not something I've ever done as far as leaving it on overnight. Do you have anything to say about that, Lynn?
Yeah, especially when I'm doing like a liver cleanse, mm-hmm. I just wrap it around and sleep with it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, thanks everybody for coming today and sitting through that long presentation. Hope it was helpful and you might be able to incorporate some of those things into your lives, and it will be beneficial for you.
Definitely.
Yeah, I do have one more question.
Okay.
On the presentation, you said that it could help with circulatory problems, like,
yes.
So, what part of your body was it that you would do that on?
Well, even doing the constitutional hydrotherapy on the trunk of the body is going to create circulation everywhere.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Okay. Well, I personally found it fascinating. I love the history, because to me that also explains the why. It helps us understand the progress we made. So I'm sure that everybody else who's listening to it live here, and that will either review or listen to it the first time with the replay, will also find this fascinating. You know, water since the beginning of time, right? First thing in the creation story, water. So, yeah. And I live in the land of 10,000 lakes, so.
Lots of water around you.
Water. So, thank you, everybody. And let us know if you have any questions.
All right.
In the future, on the Facebook group, I'm getting ready to post my salad.
So, all right. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. Good job. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Very, very good.